The Republican health care bill in the Senate has been effectively blocked tonight. GOP Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Jerry Moran of Kansas announced they would not support it a short time ago. Without their votes, the bill cannot pass. Moran said in a statement, quote, "We must now start fresh with an open legislative process." NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow joins us now. Hey there, Scott.
Hey, Audie.
Now, this bill already had been indefinitely delayed, right, in terms of a vote. So it had a steep climb. Help us understand what caused these Republican senators to come out tonight against it, effectively killing it.
Well, it was interesting. The statements from Mike Lee and Jerry Moran came out at the exact same time tonight. This bill was already facing steep problems, like you said. Two Republicans had already said they were voting against it, and with John McCain out recovering, Republicans just didn't have the votes to advance it. That's why McConnell had delayed it till McCain came back. Now you have four senators on the record saying, no, we're not going to vote for the bill. So Lee put out in his statement, this is a quote, "In addition to not repealing all of the Obamacare taxes, it doesn't go far enough in lowering premiums for middle-class families, nor does it create enough free space from the most costly Obamacare regulations." That's a lot of different concerns. And in that Moran statement, as you just said, that he said, "We must now start fresh with an open legislative process."
Right. You mentioned John McCain. He had had surgery to remove a 2-inch blood clot from above his left eye. Help us understand where this legislation goes from here.
I think it's really unclear right now. Several more lawmakers still haven't said whether or not they support this measure. We've often seen this before. When you're waiting for the definitive final vote to sink or pass a bill, there's a lot of hesitance. Nobody wants to be that definitive person. But once the line has been passed, you often see many more people come out and voice their concerns. That's what happened a couple weeks ago when Mitch McConnell said he was holding the bill. Suddenly afterwards, many lawmakers came on the record and said, "Here are my problems." That quote from Moran is key, starting fresh. That does not sound like, let's get a bill to President Trump's desk in the next couple weeks. If this goes back to the beginning, if McConnell and other Republican leaders are bending to make key concessions to lawmakers like Lee and Moran, I think you can expect several other Republicans to say, well, wait a second, here are my concerns. What are you doing to fix my problems? And then that gets to the same problem this bill has had all along. It's hard to make the moderates happy and the really hardline conservatives happy, since they want to do very different things here.
We know the White House, President Trump, has been putting a lot of pressure on the Senate to pass this bill. How significant of a hit is this politically for this White House?
I think it could be a major hit. Again, that all comes down to whether or not something gets to his desk at one point or another. I think if President Trump's able to sign a law repealing key parts of Obamacare at any point in his term, they'll be very happy with that. But this really stalls it. Remember, Republicans wanted to do this as quickly as possible in the initial timelines that House Speaker Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell were putting out. They thought that they would be wrapped up with this in April. Mm-hmm. Now this seems to be going back to the drawing board. That really ties up a lot of key agendas. And again, President Trump doesn't have a big legislative victory he can point to other than putting Neil Gorsuch on the bench at this point.
That's NPR's Scott Detrow with the news that the Senate Republican health care bill has been blocked. Two more Republicans have come out against it. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.